this with Jake Lang at Jake Lang on X. Incredible up there with over the days, thousands of people every day, hundreds, mainly blacks, some whites, attacking people, screaming, yelling, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to murder you, I'm going to kill this person, I'm going to kill that person. And he says, he deserves to hang. You know, he needs to hang if he's not found guilty. You know, I'll do a headshot if he's not. You know, that's incendiary. You can say it's a terroristic threat. But $1 million bond, they're all saying things 10 times more intense. None of them get in trouble. You can't have unjust weights and balances. You can't not charge people that are more intense and more clear because they're black and then throw the book at the white guy. But you know, I see dozens of these videos a day, like the street preacher yesterday, out there peacefully preaching in London. Black guys beat his brains basically out, split open his head, his temple, and then here come the cops and they tackle him and take him to jail with the black people laughing at him. It's total two-tiered justice, and it's got to stop. So where do you see all this going? Because, you know, in general, it is a minority of the minority of blacks that are doing it, but they have bought into it, and the violence is intensifying. Our own reporter, they were both pled guilty, but it was the black guy shot him and bragged, you know, that he killed that white man, made a rap song about it. They just killed our reporter, just shot him in the neck. And so I can, you know, tell you how close this is to me. And we see the crime, and most of it is against white people. It's open season on us because we're the devil and we deserve it. And I do agree with you that white people need to stand up, speak out, and not be politically correct and get the story straight that on average we're one of the most peaceful, hardworking, good people, unlike what the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center and the feds have tried to say, claiming there's an epidemic of white people hunting down Asians. I mean, we all know that's just made up to cover up for black folks targeting Asians. And I'm not demonizing all black folks, but we have to stop cowering. Jake Lang.
We are in the middle of a social movement that is going to shape the next 100 years of our country. Will America be a Christian country? Will America be a white majority country 10, 20, 50 years down the road? That lays on our shoulders right now, Alex. And the movement the Crusaders are leading right now, which is my group, and we're going out and we're standing up against the Hindufication of Texas. We're standing up against a black degenerate culture that is completely brainwashing not only the blacks, but you see this, you know, we call them wiggers. You see this, you know, this amazing phenomenon where you have a whole entire generation of white people acting black and, you know, they're into the rap, they're into drug use, they're into the whole entire degenerate culture that comes with that scene. We need to save our children. We need to return America back to God's face. That's the whole entire movement that we're called the Crusaders for a reason, because we are advocating for Christian principles and a Christian country. And that is the antithesis to Hinduism, to Islam, to degenerate black, godless culture. Christian culture will save America. Finding our identity in Christ, knowing that we are a brave people forged from our ancestors in Europe. They came over here to find freedom, and we have that. Are we going to allow that to slip through our hands without a fight? Are we going to allow mass immigration and culture bedrock to literally steal our children's future? I, for one, will not, Alex. I will continue to stand. I will continue to stand for Henry Nowak, for Irina Seroussi, for Austin Metcalf, because their blood is crying out for brave men and for just men to stand up so that another white child is not victimized by some ceremonial knife-wielding ridiculous Sikh or some type of thugged-out black guy that just wants to kill a white person like we saw in Philadelphia. Three black men murdered a white child for his cell phone. We need to fix this. We need to address this. That's why, guys, if you want to get involved, shoot me a DM right now on Instagram, Jake Lang on X. Shoot me a message. I'll get your name, your number, and your city location, and we are coming to a city near you. And Alex, I have two words for you right now. Columbus, Ohio. That is the third largest Muslim population in the country. No one knows about it. The crusade is coming. We'll be leading a march in Columbus come next month. Please be there. I expect 10,000 Christians and white men to stand up with me before your land and your children's future is robbed from you. Thank you, Alex. God bless you guys. It's good to be home. Freedom isn't free, America.
All right, Jake Lang, say what you want about him. Man's got a lot of courage. Be safe there, buddy. We'll be right back with Tina Peters. Thank you, Jake. People can find him at Jake Lang on X News.
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on alexjoneslive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. And don't forget to download the app. Go to alexjonesapp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
I went down to the Mary Carter paint store. I said, give me one of them Smith & Wesson Magnum 44s. 'Cause there's a man that the law let loose and justice was not done. This man killed my wife and my only little son. I'll never forget the way he looked all through the trial. He had his big name lawyer and he had that smirky smile. Oh yeah, he got you off on a technicality, but you have to grow wings and fly to ever get away from me. 'Cause I got rights and this time there won't be no damn lawyers and systems to protect you.
All right, joining us is Tina Peters. What a hero. Demonized by the left, thrown into prison. They tried to kill her. And finally, she is out of prison. She, of course, was an election official, Mesa County clerk, did her job, documented the fraud. Of course, you have the Soros-appointed state-level controller that leaked all the codes to the voting machines right before. Just unbelievable. TinaPeters.us, real Tina Peters on X. Tina Peters, a Navy SEAL Gold Star mom and cancer survivor, is a former Mesa County clerk in Colorado whose career ended in high-profile conviction for election interference. Motivated by a desire to expose alleged voting irregularities, Peters authorized a forensic backup of the county's Dominion voting system server in 2021, allowing an associate of Mike Lindell unauthorized access to the election. This is what, you know, Wikipedia says. That was Lindell out there investigating, spent his whole fortune on this, these fights. In August 2024, a jury convicted Peters on 7 of 10 charges, including first-degree official misconduct, conspiracy to commit criminal impersonation, and attempting to influence a public servant. They want to send a message. You expose election fraud, we're going to throw your ass in prison, like the UPS driver and the driver for the Postal Service that found all the ballots filled out just for Joe Biden being brought into the state of Pennsylvania and other states. On October 24, she was sentenced to 9 years of incarceration, 8.5 years of state prison, followed by 6 months in jail. The presiding judge condemned her actions as a betrayal of public trust that caused immeasurable damage to election integrity, while Peters maintains her innocence. Of course, she's a hero, viewing herself as a whistleblower, protecting election transparency. Tina Peters was released on parole on June 1st, 2026, after serving approximately 20 months of her 9-year sentence, thanks to pressure by the public and President Trump. Meanwhile, who should be in prison is the Colorado election monster, Secretary of State Gina Griswold, the Soros operative. So we'll talk about all this with her. I'm going to try to give her the floor. Beautiful lady at a beautiful place she's at right there. Wow, I wish I was there. She'll talk about prison life, the good, the bad, and the truth. President Trump, Governor Polis, and the commutation, and what's next, prison reform and election integrity with the midterms less than 5 months out. We couldn't have a better guest here. If we had more men and women like her, we wouldn't be in the dire straits we're in. So, Tina, thank you so much. We all salute you, and it's good to see you out of that hellhole.
I'm telling you, a hellhole it was. And Alex, thank you for having me on and shining light on all the problems with Colorado and across the country with our elections.
Thank you. You're the person that experienced it all. I kind of want to go back to the election and what you saw and what you really did, because I followed it versus what the corporate media said. And then the whole sham, you know, who the real bad guys were, obviously the Soros Secretary of State, similar people like her, even the state tried to disqualify Trump off the ballot, a panel of judges. They tried it in Maine. I mean, these are the people openly trying to steal elections by taking Trump off the ballot, all the things they've done, the vindication now that it's come out of Venezuela and China, what they've done with the machines. I mean, you and Lindell and others are just totally vindicated, but the corporate media won't report on it. And then what prison was like, what it was like to finally get out, and then the upcoming midterm. Start wherever you'd like.
Well, you know, it all started. I was, as you said, I was a Gold Star mom. I stepped up to run for office because I thought I could reduce the 3.5 hour wait times, Alex, in our local. We'd had a building business for 32 years. And I said, I can fix that. Stepped up to do that, made a lot of changes in the clerk's office. Everything went well until I exposed that they were cheating in the elections. And it's interesting because out there, they say that that it was because of the 2020 election. Trump won in our county. Our county was a very what we considered a conservative county. He won in Mesa County. It was a municipal election. And this should scare everyone. It's a municipal election. When I pulled those records that night, because I was in charge of 5 divisions and elections was one of them. When I pulled those results that night, I said, there's no way. There's no way those people won. Nobody even knew them. One was appointed by Polis. One had come from California. Our hardworking candidates that had been out there with huge crowds lost, and people that no one knew won. And so I was suspicious because Jenna Griswold, the person that you were just talking about, was coming in to do what they called a trusted build. Her staff and Dominion Voting Systems in a little over a month. And I said, you know, we have got to make sure we know what they're doing. I'd heard they were going to delete election records. And so I wanted to do a backup. A legal backup, which was just a preservation of election files before they came in and after they left, and compare the two. When they found out at Mike's symposium in August, so we did this in May, the press would have you to believe, Alex, that this was an unauthorized person. Well, this was a person. First, I went to the county and I asked for help. Nobody would help me. This was a person who was very qualified, had done work for the government in the cyber arena. And so he came in. It was my call to have him in according to the law. I was elected by the people to bring in anyone that I wanted to oversee the elections and to make a backup of the records. So as soon as they found out that they had been exposed, there were 29,000 vital election records of the 2020 and the 2021 election that were deleted. There were parts made in China. There were modems inside the equipment. So many things that it took 3 separate reports, one released in September of 2021, one released and the other two released in March of 2022. When this came out, I took it to the first one. I took it to the DA. Made the commissioners aware of it. And all they did was come after me with force. Ended up taking the machines, seizing the machines. And John Polis, who is the president of Dominion, came in and told the county that they had to buy new machines, and that the county ended up signing a 6-year extension to the contract. So all of this has been to shut me up about what we found in the Mesa County reports, 1, 2, and 3 that are on my website.
How frustrating was it to sit there in prison? because I followed the case. I knew the details, obviously, not as much as you, but I knew the facts. To have them totally misrepresent what you did while you had this Soros operative at the state level that gave away the code keys right before to the machines for whatever reason and was involved in all these cover-ups and then them coming after you for documenting the fraud. How frustrating was that?
That was, you know, here's what happened, because we know every time there was an election, and I would see it on, because I did get Fox News. That's about all I got in prison, you know, after buying my $300 tiny TV. So I was watching Fox News, and when Mondami, you know, was out there, and I said, you know, he's going to win. Spamberger, I said, she's going to win 51%. It's going to happen. And I mean, it wasn't like I had a crystal ball. I know what these machines are capable of doing. So I was just like a horse at a starting gate going, why aren't they bringing out the information that we've already proven? Jenna Griswold should be in prison. Right now, she's running for the highest attorney in the state of Colorado for AG. And she is, her ads are saying that she credits herself with putting me in prison. So it was very frustrating. And we tried to get, during the trial, they denied 41 motions by my attorneys, 41 motions. They would not allow due process. They violated my First Amendment right to speak. The judge sentenced me to such a harsh sentence because of my view on voting machines. And they would not let us use the U.S. code that says it was my duty federally to preserve election records, because the supremacy clauses should have never been prosecuted in a state court. So it was very frustrating. But let me tell you about Jenna Griswold. Besides running for Secretary of State, I ran against her in 2022. Even after all this was found out, I said, you know, I've got to run right into the belly of this beast. So I ran for her office after we discovered all this, and announced I was running for office on February 14th on Steve Bannon's show, and just a week or so later they indicted me. I kept running. In 4 months I raised more money than the other two opponents, and actually won the primary. When I went to have the recount, because we knew that we saw votes flipping. Alex, we could see, our cyber experts could see votes flipping from one person to the other. And when we asked for a recount, she did it illegally. She said, in the law, it says that they have to compare what the machine said to a hand count of sampling of the ballots. And she completely ignored that. She completely ignored the HAVA law that Peter Berninger just put out on about a week ago, a lawsuit against Jenna for accepting federal funds and violating voters' rights. So this woman is a bad, you're right, she's a Soros operative. She's put in there, and she's going to win if we don't get these machines. And I've told President Trump this. You know, he called me. I'm very grateful, and we can talk about that. But I said, why is no one talking about this? So we're going to be able to talk, and I'm very grateful for that.
Well, let's go back, because you know more about it than I do, and I'm going from memory, about some of the shenanigans she's pulled in the state. I mean, in my view, she's the one that should be under investigation, indicted, and in prison. She's a known Soros operative, just like in Michigan, all over. It's the same story over and over again, the things they pull, and some of the things she did in the 2020 election.
Yeah. So it's interesting that the woman that was running against for Secretary of State was her name was Pam Anderson. If that sounds familiar, her mother-in-law is Norma Anderson, the one that filed the lawsuit against Trump to keep Trump off the ballot. And she was also Pam was also the head of CTCL, Center for Tech and Civic Life, back when Zuckerberg was putting all this money into places to elect Joe Biden. I don't know.
$400 plus million.
Yes. $480 million or something like that. So these are people that are known criminals and need to be in prison. I like that. That's a nice picture.
I do silly stuff.
And that guy right there, the guy that you were just showing, Alex, right there beside her, Matt Crane, he's head of the Colorado County Clerks Association. So for 64 counties, he's the one that advises them and supposed to be the liaison, yes, between Jenna. His wife has worked for Smartmatic and Dominion for over two decades. So tell me there's not some... something going on there, exactly. So it's, and then
I'm sorry, this stuff is so serious. I joke around a little bit so I don't go crazy.
I know. Well, you have to laugh because it gets so ridiculous. I mean, there's so much.
Here we are. Partial voting systems passwords were exposed on Colorado Secretary of State's website. Well, oh, I'm sure that's just an honest mistake.
No. No, they were all of them on and see, I got, so when you were talking about the charges against me, so influencing a public servant, you know, the felony four that I got, that I was charged with, one of the felonies that accounted for my 9 years was influencing a public servant. Do you know who that public servant was?
Tell us.
It was the guy sitting there deleting 29,000 election records off the server that I swore an oath to Colorado and an oath to the
and aren't you supposed to keep, I forget state and federal laws, like 2 to 4 years, aren't you supposed to keep records? And didn't they later themselves, once they got statewide, destroy a bunch of evidence?
Oh yes. So, well, that's what they did. So what they did was they went in and destroyed the evidence of the 2020 election off the server. And we have the proof, Alex. We have the images. They're unalterable images that were that point of time on the election server. And then after they left that point of time. So we have the proof when you compare the two. And, you know, I encourage everyone to go on TinaPeters.us, go and read the Mesa County reports 1, 2, and 3. You can just read the executive summary and it will blow your mind what we have proof of. So why isn't this person, these people in prison?
That's right. Everybody should go to your site right now. Invaluable information, TinaPeters.us. Obviously, they threw you in prison to send a message to any other election officials that would dare do what you've done. And now others, we learn, have as well, and whistleblown and things, have been a little more careful or not as bold as you, which you weren't being bold. You're doing your job. But obviously, they wanted to send a message to scare other people, but more importantly, they wanted to lock you up as a witness, didn't they, to discredit you and try to shut down you being able to testify. How soon until you're testifying before Congress? Because obviously, that's what we need to hear.
Well, and you know, that's what I'm waiting. I'm asking why isn't the information Tulsi Gabbard has, why hasn't that been released? You know, it was last year where she said, we have more than enough information and proof on the election machines to bring charges. Where are the charges? Why is nothing happening? And so that's what I'm seeking to find out. And, you know, we have the evidence. We have the people that actually did it. You know, and then you can go back to, and I'm sure you've probably covered this, go back to the whistleblowers out of Venezuela that worked under Hugo Chavez and Maduro. And so now we have Delcy Rodriguez as the president down there. She was the head of CNE, who was the people that conduct the elections. And those elections, I don't know how much you've talked to your supporters about this, but this has been a huge election scheme where people have risked their lives to come forward to be whistleblowers in what's been going on in 72 countries around the world. There were files on my machine from the Philippines, from, you know, sometimes you it would be good to have Mark Cook on so he can show you. He has the image of the Mesa County server on his computer, and he can show you without passwords or anything how easy it was to get in, how easy it is to get in and flip the vote. And you can do it in just minutes.
Yes, I've had Peter Ticton on, who's really helped you a lot, a great guy, Trump confidant lawyer. We've had on Patrick Byrne and a bunch of others, and it's very cut and dry. And I talked to people that were in the cabinet meetings. Oh, this was back in November of last year, so about 8 months ago, 9 months ago, who were in the cabinet meeting, and they were actually defending Susie Wiles. They're like, no, Susie Wiles is running it. Trump came in for a lot of it. Vance was there, and They said, no, we've got the proof. It's all true. The Chinese ran it through Taiwan, through Venezuela. They're doing it in over 100 countries. And we're going to start releasing all the stuff in January. And then basically a little bit came out, but then it just stopped. Tulsi raided Georgia. And so we know this. And I mean, the president was given a presentation saying it's all true, sir, what Mike Lindell and all his experts say, what, you know, Tina Peters said. Trump's like, I want on that. And then now they've put the deputy communist dictator in who helped run all this in a deal after we got rid of Maduro. And you've got Todd Blanche up there, the Democrat Party operative, and everything has just come to a screeching halt, I'm told by my DOJ sources.
Yes, yes. And why? Well, who is clogging up the works? The only thing that I can make any, because here we have elections going on that have been going on right now. And now you look at Mandami, he's getting all kinds of people that are his followers are getting elected. You know, that's not an accident. Nobody wants to vote for a communist. I'm sorry. You know, we still are a nation of patriots. And, you know, 1% of the people that are rebel rousers and evil people do not represent our
You're
country.
Totally so- right. Mandami is literally a communist Islamicist. He's now the kingmaker, not just in New York. And notice, magically, Republican money and even AIPAC money can beat Massey, but nobody can beat these blue cities because it's well known. It's fraud run. And now the hardcore communists have control of the Democrat machine. They're taking over the party. If you thought Schumer was bad and all that, no, they're bringing in even a worse crew. And you're absolutely right. And so the left is digging in, putting in hardcore communists to try to counter our populist awakening.
Yes, it's happening. And that's what's so frustrating for me. You ask why, you know, about prison. Every day I would get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and I would start working towards, you know, all of the elections and making this right. And still continuing from there to save this country. I mean, Apollo was on doing my shows. I have such a team of supporters. And of course, the news about me being wrongly incarcerated it's done the opposite to what they hoped to do, which was silence me and kill the message. It has put the message forward. But this is, we're in dire straits. We have to stand up and stop these people from being elected. And the foundations of our country, you know this, Alex, the foundations are the elections, because we wouldn't have these people making these crazy rules. I'll give you a good example. Ed Solomon and my team has uncovered over 200 records. I don't want to get too much ahead of the cart here, but because it's not out yet. But we have proof that of what they're doing with the votes. Let me give you an example. In Arapahoe County, Colorado, supposedly Republicans voted to raise our taxes, our property taxes. When you go through and you look on how people voted, they voted sanely on everything else. And then all of a sudden the Republicans said, oh, you know, we think we want higher taxes. There were some other issues on that ballot. So it's not just officials that are being selected. There are ballot issues. You know, legalization of this or that and the other, legalization of abortion, we've found. Every person that believes that abortion is not a human right, that it is a human violation, should be outraged that they're using these machines and these fraudulent elections to make abortion legal.
Absolutely. Let's talk about it when we come back on the other side with a true American hero. She is. And courage is contagious. Hopefully it spreads. Tina Peters is our guest. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, we are listener and viewer supported. It's very simple. TheAlexShowStore.com. You back us. You fund us. You are everything. And we bring you the very best products, the very best supplements, the very best water filtration systems, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, the very best knives, silver coins, you name it. So that you get a great product and empower yourself while at the same time empowering yourself and free humanity against the globalists. So, a lot of new things at TheAlexShowStore.com. Look at these belts. They are super comfortable. They are incredible high quality. They are so durable. They'll last a lifetime. And the way they're designed is something special. So, I paid like $75 a year or so ago for a similar belt. And I told Bigley, I like this type of belt. Why don't you get these? They got belts even better than the one I bought about a year ago that I love. And they're selling them for $39 right now. That is a big discount out of the gates at theellishowstore.com. Premium nylon tactical belt. This is the premium nylon tactical belt available now at theellishowstore.com for only $39.99. It's built from heavy-duty nylon webbing with a smooth automatic ratchet buckle. No holes, no guessing, no too tight or too loose. You get a perfect micro-adjustable fit whether you're working, carrying, driving, sitting at your desk, or on the move. And we've got them in three editions. On the buckle is a little cross, the 1776 edition, and Alex Jones signature edition, making it original and special. It's all black, tactical, clean, durable, and built for everyday use. It's murdered out. It's off black. And right now it's only $39 at thealexjonesstore.com. They are premium. They look great. They have knocked it out of the park with this product. Get yours today, and also buy gifts for friends and family, and know you're funding the tip of the spear in the fight against tyranny. Also, Bigley knocked it out. Highest rating, level with the carbon filters, beautiful, highest grade stainless steel for lower price than other systems that aren't even as good. We're so proud of this. The first group sold out, more coming in about a week and a half. So get your order in now to make sure it's the head of the line. Those are now available. This is platinum level, gravity-fed water filtration, and it makes this operation possible, multi-tested by top companies to take out hundreds and hundreds of bad chemicals at non-detectable levels, the atrazine, the glyphosate, all of it. You should do this for your family. Do this for yourself. It's a big 3-gallon system. It's amazing. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And then we have the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Some of the designs are the best. Some of them are okay. I'll just be honest. Some of the designs I come up with are okay. But I came up with the concepts of these new shirts. Limited edition, 250th anniversary of America, July 4th, special edition. So it's sold through the middle of June, through July, and then we're not going to sell these T-shirts anymore. They look so good, they'll probably come with another variant or something. But these are limited edition, Liberty or Death, 1776, 2026. They came up with that. I love it. The simple one I came up with, America, 250 years strong, nice, simple, clean, kind of got like a polo look to it. Look at that one. Destroying Tyranny since 1776. Gadsden flag on the Betsy Ross flag. I came up with that design. I'm really proud of these. They're very clean. You'll meet a lot of like-minded people wearing these. Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition. I designed that bad boy. They designed the 1776, 250 years of freedom. Oh, I love the one they designed with the brass knuckles, 1776 free. Defund the deep state. That's all their designs. America, ride fast, live free. They designed that. Ball caps as well. All limited edition. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And to keep us on the air, take action now. Big Brother hates it when you fund the tip of the spear. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Something like 75% of Congress are lawyers. And I'm not on some attack lawyer jag. You know, you need good lawyers to counter bad lawyers. But what we need is, like Thomas Jefferson said, is farmers and doctors and engineers and shopkeepers and, you know, normal people that know the real world. And, you know, you got Tina Peters, who sees 3-hour lines at the local voting, so she gets involved, runs for office, becomes the election official, gets in there, sees corruption, does her job, demonized, thrown in prison. And I was so angry watching him still 2020, and I've been involved in elections, and, you know, would see Pat Buchanan getting 60% of the vote at the downtown tabulation center when I was, you know, in a senior in high school the first time he ran, and then in college, volunteering, putting out his street signs. And I would run around to the different sites where they're putting in the Scantrons. I said, are you getting the majority of Pat Buchanan? They go, yeah. They announced the winner at 3 a.m., and Buchanan has less than 10%. And I'm like, it's fraud. I saw it. And then it came out later, Travis County got caught. I went and complained at a later election years later. The state still certified the election, even though they admitted the quote, anomalies. So I'm already really frustrated about this. And then she's a smart, amazing lady and you know she's innocent, so it adds insult to injury, making it even more personal to everybody. And so I feel like I know her. It's surreal here talking to her, and Trump championing getting her out, so many others did, and just to know what she's gone through. And then I just say, after her son dying in combat and the Gold Star mom and then beating cancer and being in prison for years, she still looks amazing. I'm like, draft her for governor. These are the type of people that we need to get engaged. And if more people like her did do this, we would save the country much quicker, though we've turned the tide. So we've got about 20 minutes left. Oh, it's such an honor to have you. I want you to go wherever you want now with all of this, with what's next, prison reform and election integrity, the midterms coming up, what prison life was like. Elaborate on that. How were you treated? And, how did your faith in God, obviously get you through this? President Trump, Governor Polis, and the computation. So I'm going to just shut up and give you the floor. It's amazing to have you here. Everything you want to tell people that you wanted to say when you were in prison, or, you go on Fox, but it just turns into a 5-minute soundbite. You can really talk to millions of people right now and really give them an idea of where we stand, because I see you as a major leader in this fight, and we salute you. I think you're muted, Tina. Maybe unmute yourself. It's okay. Go ahead. Yeah, did we mute her? Or is she muted on our end?
There. Can okay. You hear me?
There you go. Sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead. Start over.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Thank you, Alex. You're bold, and that's what I appreciate about you. You don't mince words. You get it out there. And I think that's, that's the problems of some of the media, and Fox. I mean, there's certain things they won't talk about. And so shows like yours that just, provoke people to bring the truth out, I really appreciate it. So with what I want people to understand, and this is, people look at me now and they go, oh, well, if I was just Tina Peters, I could have done this or that. I was a nobody. I was just someone that stepped up to fix the 3.5-hour wait times at Motor V. I had skills. I had things that I felt that I could put to use to help the people in my county. And I think that's the most important thing. If you have a heart for people, when I was being prepared for trial and I had a really tough attorney that was going to step in and be the DA, right? He was going to be the DA didn't try my case. A lot of people don't know that. It was the attorney general sent two of his best attorneys in to actually conduct the trial. And Phil Weiser, he's running for governor. We can't let that guy get in as governor either. He's another Soros and Obama person. But that aside, I just want to say that if you will stand up and do, the Bible says that because you've been faithful in small things, I will give you governance over much. And so and you want to hear at the end of your life, well done, good and faithful servant. I would have never expected when I put my hand up and said, I can do that. I can fix this. And then what happened after that, Alex, was almost once I raised my hand and I said, God, okay, I will do this. I will make the sacrifice to do this. Then things started being put in place, decisions that I had to make. And if you can be swayed by money, power, position, or fear, you can be compromised. People, if people will make that measure against themselves, if you can be swayed by money, power, position, or fear, and there's a lot of people that aren't swayed by money, power, and position necessarily, but they're afraid and they won't get out there and just start and do the things and then let God guide you through it. So prison was horrible, as you can imagine. I was targeted. At first, I was in jail. There's a difference between jail and prison. And a lot of people say I was in jail. I was in jail. I was in two different jails. When I was in Mesa County Jail, I was still doing my shows. And I was caught. I was speaking out about the injustices in the county jail. All of a sudden, after 2 months, at 4:00 in the morning, they came to my cell and said, pack up. Wouldn't tell me where I was going. I said, well, I'm not going anywhere until you tell me where I'm going. Fine, because I just wouldn't move. I said, I'm going to make a phone call. Phone's not on. Well, I'm not leaving. So finally they told me, you're going to Larimer County. And I thought, oh, well, that's great. Get out of here. Anything's better than this. So they sent me to another county on a courtesy hold. That's what it was. And then they extended my sentence another 60 days over. That was another illegal thing they did to me. 60 days passed when I should have been there. So then from there, I kept doing my show and I was calling people out. And I was like a hot potato. There have been women in there that had tried to get to prison because prison, it has a few more advantages, but it's prison. It's better than jail because it's set up for the longevity, but it is not good either. But a lot of women had waited like 14 months just to get to prison, right? There's only two prisons in Colorado that are women's prisons. There are no minimum prisons in Colorado for women. So there are, I was in with people who were, that became friends of mine that had done atrocious things, shot their boyfriend in the face and killed their children. You go on and on and on. I mean, terrible, terrible things. Chopped up their you know, a person and put them in bags and disposed of the bodies. And I mean, this was prison. This was real prison. So when it came time for me to be released, these other people have been waiting 14 months. I said, I guarantee you, they want to get rid of me. It's going to be the day that my time is up here. They're going to get me on there because the prison was full. No place to put people. So they're keeping them in jail. Sure enough, the first transport out, I was sent to prison. When I got there, the woman that ran the prison, it wasn't the warden. The warden had given her all this power. She was evil. She had devil statues in her office. She got the word that, you know, to just torment me terribly. And she did. Anything that I tried to do, she would thwart. I was thrown in the hole for five times. The last one was the fifth time, but that was when I was getting ready to get out. Anything she could do to make my life miserable. So I learned the laws of the prison. So I would have my attorneys bring in the ARs, the administrative regulations. And then I'd tell people, I say, you know, they can't put you in the hole for months like they're doing. As a matter of fact, in Colorado, Amendment A was passed in 2018. And it said that they can't force people to work, prisoners to work. And they'd been doing it for 8 years. Inmates just now won their lawsuit and the prison just doesn't know what to do about them because they can't punish them anymore. So prisoners knowing their rights, but I went from personal suffering to more purpose. And I saw in prison, what I saw made me more determined. The treatment that these people, the abuse of solitary confinement, the not having a voice, they're just hidden away. And then the officers know they can treat them however they want. So I started educating them and I said, you know, there's certain rules. I mean, I don't know if you saw it on the internet because that wicked woman put it out right away, but a woman punched me and you couldn't see that part on camera. And I was able to get my arm up in front of my face like this. And she hit my arm, had a huge bruise for weeks. But they charged me with assault. And so I went to work and I beat both of the assault and unauthorized absence. I was in a place they said I shouldn't have been, which I would, and I beat them. I appealed them and that sort of thing. But they put me in the hole for that.
So this is the type of a communist style persecution, trying to get you on something else, obviously knowing you're innocent, throwing you into prison. Before that, did they hold you the whole time for trial?
They held me for 2 weeks. So one of the officers went by and I said her name. I said, so how long are they going to keep me up here? And where's the other girl that hit me? Well, she got out on parole 2 weeks later. So they said, well, you know, it could be months. It could be a month or two. And I looked at her and I said, you know, they can't keep me longer than it was 14 days. And she goes, you know, your rights. And I said, yeah, I do. See, they treat these women like they're ignorant, you know, but they don't, you know, there's no resources for them. So those kind of things, the medical care was atrocious until we started. So I started having the women write down their their testimony, their you know, what it was in the prison that was not. Oh yeah, that's it. Okay, so when I'm pulling this in February, you might wonder why in February there is a swamp cooler. It's because my cell was 91 and 95.6 degrees. So I'm pulling that in there. This girl gets mad at me, comes in, throws, you'll see her lean in, throws the punch. And then I grab her arm that she punched me with and I push her back until she releases. And then I push away and go on. But they just showed that part. They didn't show the part that people could see from the other direction of her punching me. And then I walked off. So they wanted to show that I was a lawbreaker. You know, that's what they wanted to show before the trial as well, that I was a lawbreaker. But you know, for me, the fight still goes on as far as transparency, whether it's in prison. There's another thing in prison that is, to me, it is such a abuse of the rights of the inmates there. They provide them this drug called Suboxone. And there was a officer that left the prison. A lot of the officers left under that captain's, you know, administration. And she says, Tina, when you get out, she says, tell President Trump about Suboxone. Suboxone is a drug that they use. They tout it as getting people off of drugs. Well, the perfect time to get people off of drugs is when they go to prison because they're stuck there for a while. But what they do is they give them this drug. They get dependent on this drug. They can't stop it. And they won't titer them down, you know, little by little. They'll increase it 90 days before they get out. So then they keep that cycle of being addicted. And I believe it might be a federal, I need to check more into it. It may be a federal program.
It is. It's just like the methadone scam. So it basically keeps you addicted while you're in prison.
It's terrible. I mean, even in jail, they would bring people in and then let them dry out, you know, check on them, keep them in an area where they can make sure they're not ODing. Then they would let them dry out. Then they'd put them in general population. And then they would put them back on the drugs, you know. So this is a terrible thing. And I know it has to do with money. Prisons are, they're in business.
It's all about who gets the contracts.
Yes, they're using these people as human sacrifices. And it has to stop.
Well, I'm impressed that you're not just focused on your plight or even on the election fraud, but what you witnessed in the prisons as well. But let's get back to the midterms coming up because you're dialed into the community that's got their ear to the ground. Trump's tried to get reforms. He's tried to get the DOJ to take action. There's been some action. Now we have this non-native-born judge trying to block Trump on voter ID. It doesn't look good. Doesn't look like they got anything in place to really deflect any of the fraud. We've seen the same old games coming out in these other elections around the country. What's your view on the upcoming elections?
I think if we don't do something to get these foreign-made machines with, I mean, a vendor, Alex, should not have that much control and that much secrecy over machines that counter votes. It's
for people that don't know, they say it's proprietary code. They come in these key elections, always where it's close, and they come in, the technicians, and do weird stuff and won't say what they did. For people that don't know, describe what happens.
Well, in Mesa County, what we found, and they're in the reports, when the ballots would go in, it gets a little complicated probably for the last few minutes we have on the show, but it goes in and it creates another database and it changes the vote on the image. So when they say, well, we'll show you the images, you know, they don't show you the ballots. They show you the images and those are electronically changed using an adjudication tool that decides what the machine decides what that voter meant. It's a tool that they use, but they abuse it. There's other ways that it's being done as well. But, you know, Mark Cook is a great, I mean, there's some interviews that I've done with Mark Cook on my show and that Apollo have done on my show, on my website, that would educate people on the mechanics of how that's done. And of course, then we have the mail-in ballots that once the machines, you know, monkey up the vote, insert votes, then they have to go get the ballots. And then that's why you see at the end of election, we can call it, but all the ballots aren't in yet, you know, because they have to do that to cover the call that they made.
Well, you've got the receipts on your website, tinapeters.us, and your show's excellent. I tune in on a routine basis, see clips of it online. But
thank you.
Peter Tickham was on a few months ago, and I saw this even in some of the local news. You had a candidate down in San Antonio where he right away asked for the votes. They mess up and give him the actual votes, and then he sees the same people voting over and over again. Then he goes back to him. They go, oh, no, that was a mistake. Here's the new version. It's the same thing. It gave him an image. So they run this game the same everywhere.
That's right. I believe that President Trump should do an executive order to ban electronic voting machines across the nation because they are made in foreign countries. They do have vulnerabilities. We showed that ours had 36 wireless devices, Alex, in the voting system. 36 wireless devices. It was able to communicate. Anybody could have communicated through a cell phone.
And then they'll go on the news and say, Tina Peters is crazy. Mike Lindell is nuts. I'm sure you saw last year they defaulted him, the federal judge, meaning he's guilty already for a civil lawsuit with Smartmatic, even though Smartmatic's getting indicted and settling and admitting all this stuff. And the judge just said, you never showed proof that these machines could be remotely accessed, but never let Lindell show proof, even though the damn things plug into a wall and have wireless phones in them on record that the companies admit they access in their own statements, but they say it's proprietary. And the judges said, nope, these computers are siloed, which they're the opposite of. I mean, it's like saying dolphins don't live in the ocean. Trees don't have, you know, green leaves. I mean, Dobermans aren't black. You're not wearing a pink jacket. I mean, it's just they lie to your face with the most obvious stuff.
They know what they're doing, and they do it anyway. It's kind of like, okay, you know, come after me. We've already, you know, and I'm speaking for them. We've already captured all the judges, all the DAs through the Soros, you know, all the Secretary of States, you know, this was a Soros plan from many years ago. I believe started in 2013, probably before that. I know the voting machine fraud was in Venezuela, and Hugo Chavez bragged that he was going to put a black president in. So this goes back, and even the Democrats will tell you they know that the machines cheat. You know, they're on my on the movie Selection Code that's on my website. There is a Kamala Harris and all these people saying that the voting machines can be hacked out of their own mouth. So they're just using it to their advantage, and no one is stopping them. So I believe
exactly.
President
there
Trump,
are hour-long compilations. And I know when they were trying to impeach Trump over election stuff, that Trump was getting ready with these compilations, just like compilations of Democrats calling for attack in the Capitol. And then when they showed that in the impeachment, they shut up real quick around the J6 commission. But you can show hour-long compilations of them back to the year 2000. Saying these machines are a fraud, they're accessing them, and showing hackers coming in and breaking in just 30 seconds. And then meanwhile, with Mike Lindell, they go, you're defaulted. When you have a jury trial, it's how guilty you are. Same thing was done with me with Sandy Hook. Never even really talked about it. Never did these things. Nobody. They just said, you're defaulted. Then had a show trial with where I couldn't counter their evidence. And now Mike Lindell, they're going forward to further destroy him, and I guess he's going to trial soon, and saying he's probably going to win governor. He's ahead, saying he's a liar. No one can access these machines. It's like saying the gasoline was not, you know, in a 57 Chevy. I mean, a layperson knows that's not true. The whole point is these are computers.
That's right. That's right. And we don't have control over them. The people that are elected to protect the vote cannot do so because they can't see what the machine is doing. No one can.
Incredible.
And I think that has to stop.
Incredible.
It has to stop. Right?
Well, we've got to get you back on the broadcast. Have you been contacted by Congress? Are they going to have hearings?
You know, not yet. I haven't. I am going to Washington this week, so we'll see what comes of that. And you know, my case is right now in the Colorado Supreme Court. So let's just hope they don't provoke another 9-0 SCOTUS ruling, and they have the sanity to overturn my case. They have to be able to let you present a defense. They cannot keep you from 41 motions that prove your innocence.
That's right. I should have added, they didn't let you put a defense on either. This is the thing they do now.
No, they don't. They don't. They convince.
Remember,
the jury
Trump couldn't put on a defense with a panel of judges that took him off the ballot in Colorado. I mean, these people are just out of control.
Yes. Yes. So, you know, just keep, we've got more information coming out all over the country. You can access it on the website, you know, at tinapeters.us. I won't give up. I won't give in, and I won't back down.
You're incredible. Well, listen, I know you're busy, but when you get more information, more unfolds, promise you'll visit us from time to time as we accelerate towards the midterms. God bless you, tinapeters.us. What a resource in the fight, because we can't save the elections. We have nothing. You are fighting the most important theater that we've got to take this country back. Thank you so much.
God bless. Thank you, Alex.
That's an incredible lady. That's a hero right there. Man, I like her a lot. Must be like my mom. Looks like her, too. Scary looks like her. So here we are, ladies and gentlemen. It's that simple. You want somebody to fight for you? I'm going to keep fighting no matter what. But I can't do it without your support, and I make it easy to support us. Ultimate Power, that's the name Big League gave it. It's kind of out of control, but it really is the strongest, cleanest, energy, concentrated, vitamin, mineral, super nutrient, combo, souped up system there is. Pre-workout, post-workout, whatever you want to call it. It's even better than Turbo Force that was so incredibly powerful. I told him, I said, I want a new Turbo Force. I'd already reformulated Turbo Force once, so it's Turbo Force Plus. Once you do that, you can't say plus plus, because every time you formulate by regulations, you got to change the name. So it's Ultimate Power. A lot of the same stuff was in Turbo Force, but even stronger and a bunch of other stuff. I'm not going to go through everything that's in it. Go read about it on the website. Look up all the stuff that's in it. You're going to be blown away, or just get a canister of it. It's like a 2-month supply in here. It's a tiny little scoop each day. This thing is heavy. This is filled to the brim. There's no additives, no fillers. This is clean, focused energy with all these nutrients that boost it in your cells. It's so good for you. Be careful when you first take it. It's really strong. TheAlexJonesStore.com. It's back in stock after being sold out, 30% off. And tonight's the last night. Buy one ultramethylene blue and get one free. Get T3 up to 50% off. It's a 2-week sale, but every 3 days we change what the buy one, get one free is. There's a bunch of other discounts as well. Check it all out. Limited edition, 250-year anniversary, July 4th, Patriot Apparel, and more at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Hour number 4, straight ahead.
Hi, folks. Doc Bigley here. And today we're going to get to know our H2O. Billy, what kind of water do you drink?
Why, tap water, of course. Ma says it keeps my teeth sparkly white.
I'm sorry to say it, Billy, but your mother is either plain ignorant or worse, a communist. Let me explain.
Tap water used to be safe to drink, but communist subversives in our government introduced fluoride into our nation's tap under the guise of dental health, when in reality, fluoride lowers your IQ, calcifies your pineal gland, and makes you susceptible to anti-capitalist mind viruses.
So you're telling me I'm a sap if I drink tap?
Yes, you are, Billy. Yes, you are. But don't despair. We've found a solution. Follow me. I'd like to tell you a tale of two frogs.
Frog number one has only ever drank unfiltered tap water, chock full of fluoride. Observe him listening to satanic music, abusing substances, and engaging in other perversions.
Look, Doc, they're trying to play leapfrog. They're pretty bad at it, though.
Avert your eyes, Billy. Let's continue.
Meanwhile, frog number two has only ever drank water that has been filtered for fluoride and other impurities. What a happy frog family.
Spill the secret, Doc. How do you get rid of the communist poisons?
with the new water filter system from the alexjonesstore.com.
Say, Doc, may I have a glass?
Why, certainly. Well, that's just swell. No water in the water filter. Listen, I'm not mad at the crew, but I asked for real water in here 30 minutes ago and never got it.
Crew's in trouble again.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.